Welcome now to the midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland once again in our Buck studio for some live music. And as you may have noticed, the holidays are upon us already. Yes, they come earlier and earlier, but after all, it's the 16th of November, so not that early. And in order to, of course, get a good seat for some of these things, you have to start early. And that's what we're doing with this performance that will get us into a longtime tradition. It's the Tudor Singers. They're a subset of the, if that's the right word to use, a Philharmonic Chorus of Madison. And their ringleader is with us, as well as, I didn't count, the 30 or so of the choir. Welcome, Patrick Gorman and the Tudor Singers.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
And so, what makes a Tudor? That's T-U-D-O-R.
It is. What makes a Tudor? The tradition, I think, of it all. It's all kind of based upon the Tudor tradition that really spread into this country early part of the century, and we follow, we have the boar's head, we have processions, we have sing-alongs, we have all kinds of things. There's pageantry, there's music, and lots of laughter.
And so this boar's head, there's even a boar's head carol. There's a legend about how the boar's head became part of this celebration?
Yes, there is. A poor student at Oxford was accosted by a boar, and he took his Aristotle out and shoved it down his throat and choked him. Then they roasted the boar and had a feast.
Yeah, that sounds like an English legend to me. Academic one at that. It might still apply if there were boars running around loose in, that's B-O-A-R, by the way, running around loose in England. And of course, true or not, the legend has given birth to a long-standing tradition. So you actually do bring in a, it's the same boar's head every year, though, isn't it? We got a lot of mileage out of
it. We've gotten a lot of mileage out of that boar.
You bring in at the beginning.
Yes, and apparently I was told when we briefly had to go to Union South while Memorial Union was being renovated that the boar actually processed from Memorial Union down to Union South, down the sidewalk, with four carriers carrying it.
Well, if it had been on State Street, nobody would have noticed.
That's correct.
These performances, lest we forget, take place this year from November 28th through December 2nd, and I will not mention tickets more than once, but there's only a scattering of them left anyway.
Yes, they've sold out very early, but there are, I think, individual tickets, and I think there's perhaps a waiting list as well.
Okay, so all things come sometimes to those who wait. And so you're going to begin this sharing of your music with, this is the 85th year of this, too.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's the oldest in the country, we believe.
Is that so?
Yes,
okay.
It is. Oldest continuous.
Certainly qualifies as a tradition. And you're going to actually start with the processional part of this tradition.
Exactly. The way the night begins is there's a the wassail room. There's a room with the hors d'oeuvres and drinks and wassail. And towards the time dinner starts, everybody comes upstairs and the music starts. And as soon as everyone's seated, we come out and give a great welcome and then welcome the boar's head.
Noel, Noel,
Noel, Noel, Noel,
Noel,
we greet you all here in Great Hall,
another Tudor year.
Noel, winter is cold, but we are bold to sing a song of cheer.
Be bare-eyed, for death's
si convivio. Camut apprite ferro, redens laudes Domino.
Labors, as I understand, is the rarest dish in all.
Standing tradition from the Tudor singers, the welcome and procession of the boar's head. And this performance, these performances, long-standing now of the Tudor singers, they cover 400 or so years of music, don't they?
They certainly do.
Although some of these things, for example, a 20th century piece we're coming to next, fits right in.
That's correct. And this little piece is... We sing as the meal is presented to the master of the hall, and it's very ceremoniously brought forward by the waitstaff, and a slice of the beef will be given to the master of the hall, and we sing this little round to accompany it. And it was written by our former director, Sam Jones.
Dear guests here in Great Hall, we wish you good cheer for a wonderful Christmas and a jolly new year. Oh, bring us some fresh wine, our glasses have not. Let the cooks from the kitchen with me. For Christians and the jolly new year, no gifts, presents ready, their best joys with it. For a wonderful Christmas, let the servants begin.
Around in the form of that roast beef ceremonial, and I suppose one of the things that makes this time of year so appealing to a lot of people is the ceremony involved with eating. I mean, so often a lot of us hunker down with our TV dinner and do a little channel surfing, and it really doesn't quite have the glimmer and glow that actually a dining ceremony would have.
Yes, this is far more than just a concert. It's really a great celebration, kind of a grand banquet in which delightful and delicious food and wine is served, and each point of the way there's lots of singing as well.
And some of the singing is about figgy pudding.
Yes, it is.
At this time of year in particular.
And wassail.
Wassail, yes. And so wassail is, of course, it's a cheer in itself, but mm-hmm. What exactly does that mean, wassail?
I think it's a little like bottoms up.
Uh-huh. That works.
It just was a great hearty toast before the drinking of the mead or the wassail.
And that goes with figgy pudding?
It certainly does, yeah.
And so
it's the best wassail I've tasted here at the Union.
And so this is actually Ray Vaughan Williams' arrangement of a traditional English toasting carol.
Wassail, 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 all over the town. Our bread it is white and our ale it is brown. Our gold it is made of a green maple tree. In the wassail's water, drink until tea.
To the ox and to his rice,
wassail.
help to the ox and to his long tail.
Oh, sail all over the town.
Pray God send our master a good cast.
Oh, sail all over the town.
Oh, sail.
Tudor Singers celebrating the season with wassail and some figgy pudding there, too. One of the appeals of music at this time of year is that in short order you can touch on music from so many different places, so many different countries, France and England, Germany, Scandinavia. You can hear African-American music of the season, and of course you also get to mix in the winter solstice, too.
Mm-hmm.
All quite the musical potpourri. Now, some of these tunes are quite familiar, some less so, but this one, the French Carol, has been with us for quite a long time.
Yes, usually known by the tune Noël Nouveau-Lay. Here at Sing We Now of Christmas, a nice little arrangement by Fred Prentice.
Sing We Now of Christmas, sing we all Noël. Of the Lord and Savior with a tidings tell. Sing we Noel, for Christ the King is born. Sing we Noel, for Christ the Lord is born. Sing we now of Christmas, sing we on Noel.
Angels from on high say, shepherds come and see.
He is born in Bethlehem, a blessed land for thee.
Sing Noel,
sing we Noel,
oh, sing
for
Noel.
Christ the King is born.
Sing Noel,
sing we Noel,
oh, sing
for Christ the King is born.
Sing Noel,
sing we now of Christmas, sing we all Noel.
Shepherds from a child lying in a manger star.
Another thing about Christmas, of course, having to do with all of the various locations the music comes from, that occasionally you get to brush up on some of your languages. I mean, Latin is a good one. Don't get to sing a lot of Latin the rest of the year.
That's correct. And, you know, it's one of the really great things about the Tudor Dinners is that it's not just a light program of fluffy music. There, we get some classics in there, and we always try to work in something from the Renaissance about the time of the Tudor era. And this particular piece we're going to sing today is by Peter Phillips, who I think was a Netherlander, lived about the same time as Swaelinck.
And so, in your best Latin?
O beatum et sacro sanctum diem, O blessed and most holy of days.
Keyword there, rejoice. That's a good
rejoice
one.
Rejoice and good news, Noe, yes. Noel.
Well, the Germans have certainly contributed some of the most durable of Christmas songs, including this one.
Mm-hmm. Es ist ein Rose, lo how a rose er blooming. Original set by Praetorius.
Michael Praetorius.
Yeah, beautiful hymn, often part of many Christian traditions. Here, it's an Englishman named Edward Cashmore elaborated this simple tune. And so the first verse that you'll hear is actually the original Praetorius tune. And then verses 2 and 3 become variations thought up by Edward Coswell at the end of the 19th, early 20th century.
Es ist ein Rose entsprungen.
Es ist ein Rose entsprungen. Und hat ein Blümlein gebracht,
The work of Michael Pretorius, taking us back to the early 17th century, and some 20th century editions there from, or early 20th century, late 19th century editions from Edward Caswell. Es ist ein Ros entsprungen, and we'll be back with the Tudor Singers and our 12:30 quiz question right after this on WPR. And now back to a holiday festival, a musical one with the Tudor Singers of Madison, and they're performing November 28th through December 2nd, their traditional 85th year, in fact, of their Tudor holiday dinners. And their leader, Patrick Gorman, is with us, as well as, I still haven't counted, but about three dozen of the singers from the entire group. And we're going through these various countries now in Christmas time, and we come to Scandinavia.
Yes, this is a little Norwegian carol. It was collected by Carolyn Jennings, who for a long time was associated with St. Olaf College, and she collected carols from around the world, and something that was not familiar to me till I heard it about 10 years ago. Delightful little, joyful little carol, O Yule Full of Gladness.
And cheer and delight, we welcome you now with our singing. Our hearts open wide, and the brilliance of light from heaven to heaven bringing. We sing and sing, so sing, welcome, my friends. So glad are we, so glad are we, for joy alive and love now at Christmas.
In addition to celebrating Christmas and the solstice at this time of year, we can also, in these songs, just celebrate, in a more general sense, winter, that season in which singing helps to warm you up. And so this is best described as a winter song, would you say?
Yeah, although he uses a sacred text from the Song of Songs, but the composer, Ole Gjelo, young man born in the 70s, He composed this piece, he says, after looking out his window and seeing the northern lights and just the great indescribable beauty of them, which is interesting. A number of these singers went on a choir tour this past year to Iceland, where we were in search of the northern lights.
Yes, and?
We saw some whales.
Well, if they were multicolored, that was close. But yes,
right.
I guess there's just no guarantee. The thing about the Northern Lights is they usually come as a surprise, don't they?
They do. They do. Actually, we saw them as we were flying in on the plane over Greenland, those who were awake,
so,
which did not include me.
You take what you can get. But this, the name of this piece, then, is just Northern Lights.
Correct.
Oh, God.
tribute to the Northern Lights by a contemporary composer. And we'll be back with the Tudor Singers and our 12:30 quiz question after this on WPR. Now back with the Tudor Singers of Madison, part of the Philharmonic Chorus of Madison, and their leader, Patrick Gorman. And we're kind of going through the countries here with the musical selections, England being right up there with the best.
The most delightful carols, I think. And, of course, they have that great tradition of choral singing in Oxford and Cambridge. This particular one is kind of the mystery carol of the Holly and the Ivy, set here by Robert Shaw and Alice Parker, two of the great American choral musicians and arrangers. Very simple little arrangement, but delightful.
The Holly and the Ivy, when they are both full grown, of all the trees that are in the wood, the holly bears the crown. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir. The holly bears a blossom as white as the lily flower, and Mary boys with Jesus Christ to be our sweet Savior. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir. The holly bears a berry as red as any flower, and Mary carries for Jesus Christ
to do poor sinners to
sinners.
Solo parts outstanding in them, from an Ave Maria to another one, which takes us to African-American music.
Yes, it does. We've got quite a few singers who have these beautiful voices we want to show off, and that last solo was by John Chenfet. This next one is by Nicole Saunders, and the flutes were played by choir members Shannon O'Brien Kashuba and Bethany Ackerett. This little Ave Maria we're going to sing is by a contemporary composer named Michael John Trotta. He is a young man, has composed a great variety of music in this style that's uses kind of chord clusters, kind of very pleasing to the ear. And he set this Ave Maria like a lot of composers throughout history have done. It's very personal prayer almost. So it's one that not a lot of people have known. We hope you enjoy it. Ave Maria.
Ave Maria, Very well, very well.
I'm going to tell you about the coming of the judgment.
Very well, very well.
There's a better day coming.
Very well, very well.
There's a better day coming.
Very well, very well. In that great getting up morning, very well, very well. In that great getting up morning, very well, very well. In that great getting up morning, very well, very well. In that great getting up morning, very well, very well.
Oh, preacher, fold your Bible.
Very well, very well.
Oh, preacher, fold your Bible.
Very well, very well.
For the last soul's converted.
Very well, very well. In that great getting up morning, very well, very well. In that great getting up morning, very well, very well. In that great getting up morning, very well, very well. In that great getting up morning, very well, very well.
Blow your trumpet, Gabriel.
Very well, very well.
Blow your trumpet, Gabriel.
Very well, very well.
Shall I blow it?
Very well, very well.
Blow it right, calm and easy.
Very well, very well.
Do not alarm all my people.
Very well, very well.
Tell them all to come to the judgment.
Very well, very well. In that great getting up morning, very well, very well. In that great getting up morning, very well, very well. In that great getting up morning, very well, very well. In that great getting up morning, very well, very well.
Then you see them coffins busted.
Very well, very well.
Then you see the folks is rising.
Very well, very well.
Then you see the world on fire.
Very well, very well.
Then you see the stars are falling.
Very well.
Forked lightning.
Very well, very well.
Then you see that rumbling thunder.
Very well, very well.
Very well, poor sinner.
Very well, very well.
Very well, poor sinner.
Very well, very well. In that great in the morning. Very well, very well. In that great in the morning. Very well, very well. In that great
a spiritual, Great Getting Up Morning, which featured another of your soloists.
Mm-hmm. Jeannie Campbell.
And this song, the first verse is traditional, and then there was another verse or two added by Robert Burns, and who would be more qualified?
Correct. It's a lovely song that I think touches everybody's heart.
Days of burning sun.
look up some of those Scottish words and figure out what exactly they mean, but
they
it all has to do with friendship and the passage of time and having a good life. Auld Lang Syne, of course, popular at this time of year, and for the next 6 weeks or so anyway. And we have one more now from the Tudor Singers, and before we get to that, I should ask you, Patrick Gorman, the group does exist outside of this time of year, right?
Yes, it does. The Philharmonic Chorus, we have about 50 singers, and we give a number of spring concerts, so you can come to our website at philharmoniccorusofmadison.org.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to your and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now bring us a figgy broodings, now bring us a figgy broodings, now bring us a figgy broodings and bring some out here.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. For we all like figgy pudding. For we all like figgy pudding. For we all like figgy pudding. So bring some, so bring some. Good tidings, good tidings to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we won't go till we get some. We won't go till we get some. And we won't go till we get some. So bring some out here.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, one and all. And unfortunately, you outnumber us by a good deal, or the applause would sound a lot better. So give yourself a hand. Members of the Tudor Singers at the brink of the 85th season of their Tudor Dinner Concerts, part of the Philharmonic Chorus of Madison. And thanks, one and all, for being here for the midday today.